Is there anything else you would care to add about your life in Syosset?
Well, I personally like the way it is today. I like the conveniences. I recall that there was so little, there were so few places you could buy anything, that if you wanted to buy clothing, you would go to Hempstead, you would go to Huntington, you might even go to Brooklyn or New York. Even if you wanted shoes and things like that, there were so few places that had any selections. You could buy papers, you could buy groceries, but there wasn't very much. The idea of a supermarket really didn't exist in those days. And today, my wife looks at it and says, well, it was great. I could get on the train and go to Hicksville 10 cents for railroad fare and so forth. But can you imagine being here without a car? And the only thing you had is a train. There was no buses. There's a taxi, but taxis have always been expensive. The other...
Where did you have to go to see a movie, you know, for other leisure activities?
Well, this movie was in Hicksville or Huntington, Oyster Bay. Mostly Huntington, I would say, where we usually go, because Huntington was just far enough away from New York that it used to get first-run movies. They used to get them just about the same time they got them in New York. Then, I say, Huntington had a pretty nice theater in those days. And, say, parking wasn't a problem then either. But Huntington Village looks pretty much the same as it does today. I mean, the major part of the village, not where it's... But Hicksville's changed an awful lot. Hicksville's really changed. The South Syosset is everything is different because it was nothing but farms. On North Syosset, you had some woods. You had farms. And on the east side, you had more farms, Woodbury area. On the west, Muttontown Road really looks pretty much the same it did 30, 40 years ago, because almost all the houses are set back off the road. So you really go down that road, you wouldn't notice a big difference, except the road is much improved. That used to be an awfully bumpy road, but they resurfaced it about 20 times, I guess, and they finally got it, which is fairly good. One of the things I think I see different in Jackson Avenue is that you used to be able to walk across the street a lot easier. Since they widened the street, there's so many more lanes of traffic to look at to get across the street safely. I mean, if it's clear this way, it's not clear that way. With the other cars coming in at the different directions, so that no matter which way you go, there's always some traffic going through. That, as I say, I find that more difficult.